So when we're stoning, there's no shaitan there. Now some, you get India, Pakistan, some places, they mashallah, they're so dial. And when they talk, when they, you know, after stoning, people are walking and the guys talk, you listen, you laugh. You hear Urdu. Maine aaj shaitan ko khub mara. I actually saw fellas running. They can't do it now. As they run, when they jump that wall, take out the shoe and they climb the pillar and they run in, knocking that thing away. They're thinking that actual shaitan. No! Symbolic. Meaning what? Just as shaitan interfered with Ibrahim Salam and he repelled it, if shaitan interfered with me, I will do the same thing. So that's the meaning of that. Okay, that said and done, Allah's Messenger, Ibrahim Salam was told, Ibrahim, now you will slaughter one animal. You stole the shaitan, now you slaughter one animal. What did he slaughter? He slaughtered one camel. That became a routine. Our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came for the Torah, he brought animal. What animal? Goat or sheep? No, he brought camel from Medina. But you can't take goat and sheep all day. Why? Those things will collapse and die on the road. Camel is the only thing. Okay. So Allah's Messenger took them on that first day at Mina. He took them to Big Jamrat. Only one stoning was done. Then he took them, he slaughtered animals. Those who had, they slaughtered those. There were lots of people didn't have bayat, you know that. And they make it tamattu hajj, right? So Allah's Quran said for them, because you can't afford it, then you, beforehand they were told, 3 days before hajj, keep 3 roza. Before you leave for Mina, 3 days before that, keep 3 roza. And when you go home, keep 7. 3 plus 7 is 10. That will substitute for one animal. That's for the poor man. And for the normal person who can afford it, mashallah. So in your case, it's part of your package. Don't they have over there? Dam included. Dam means blood. In Urdu, say, by itna pesa kharch kiya, mera dam nikal gaya. So that's dam. Take your blood. And Acha, just in passing quickly, what is this dam all about? It's not Qurbani. Remember that. Qurbani is something else. This dam, again, the term for that in the books, Sharia books, is called Dam-e-Shukr. Heard the term Dam-e-Shukr. Now, what is Dam-e-Shukr? Shukr means thanks. See, we made tawaf. And after tawaf, what did we do? Quickly. I forgot. I held my cane, see in the car, I got it there. 2 rakat namaz. To thank Allah for allowing you to go around the house. Okay? Right? When you came from Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, now you are in Mina, you stoned the Jamarat. Now you are told, cut the animal. For what? Allah, I thank you for allowing me to be present where? In Arafat. That I am now Haji. That's a very important point. The time to be in Arafat is between midday till next morning Sehri. Allah, there was a long time. And look at that crowd there, if you saw the buses. You know, I've heard of people saying, hey, Wana, I never made it to Arafat in the day. So what do they feel? They miss the Hajj? No. You make it in the night also. Till tomorrow morning, Sehri, you just walk through, you made it. And just for your knowledge, you know, lots of people get very, very sick when they come for Hajj. So sick that they are in ICU. And what does Saudi Arabia do? Do you know? Among the good things. There's a lot of bad things among the good things. This guy is a foreigner. He came for Hajj. He's in ICU. Hajj is once in a lifetime journey. So, on the 8th of Hijjah, he gets sister into haram. Or she. On the 9th, after midday, ambulance helicopter. They got massive helicopter. They put a couple of hajis there and the helicopter now comes into Arafat, one circle, that hospital. You understand me? You have to be present there in Arafat even for a few moments. You miss that, you miss the Hajj. So you thank Allah. Allah, I am thanking you, I am expressing my gratitude by slaughtering this animal, and that is your command. Dam shukr ho gaya. Then what do you do after that? Then we either shave our hair or we shorten the hair. We take a shower. Now we can wear what Mufti Ilyas says, what word he uses, Mr. Bawair? Civilian clothes, civilian clothes. And then we all from there we get to Makkah. What do you do in Makkah? Two things. You make tawaf. This tawaf is called tawaf, ziyara, or the first tawaf. After that, all the other things carry on, and then you go Safa, Marwa, and we finish by midnight or sometime 2-3 in the morning, we have to come back to Mina. We have to spend part of the night in Mina till the morning, relax, rest, sleep. And I can tell you one thing, my friends, night of Hijjah Hajj day is not so bad, it's very good. But the hectic time is the night and the next day. The night, when you come to Muzdalifah, if it's your luck, mashallah, your luck is not there, it's very hectic, because you're going to go in circles, and you're tired. And in the bus, can you sleep? I'm asking you. You can't. Alright. Then the next day is hectic again now. Once you're in your camp, then you go to the Jamarat, by Shodam Jamarat. Not easy. It's a long walk. You do your stoning, then your aide asks you by, you're coming back to the tent, or you're going straight to Makkah or Azizia, whatever the case may be. Well, I got my own option. What do I do, Mr. Wyatt? I said, no, I'll go to the tent. The last Hajj I was there, that particular day was a Friday, right? That means the day before Thursday we were in Arafat. Next day is Friday was Eid.